This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Judge Amy Coney Barrett told the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday that the landmark Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion does not belong to a category of judicial rulings known as super precedents, meaning they're so fundamental that they cannot be overturned. But Barrett, a conservative who clerked for the late Antonin Scalia, also said she does not mean that rulings should be overturned. Ahead of a November 10th challenge to the Obama-era health care reform law, Barrett said she is not, this is a quote, not on a mission to destroy the Affordable Care Act. She also declined to say whether she would recuse herself from any legal disputes arising from the presidential election November 3rd. U.S. President Donald Trump, who nominated her for the Supreme Court position, is running for re-election in that race. The president is trailing his challenger, Joe Biden, in national polls, and he has said he wants Barrett confirmed to avoid a 4-4 stalemate on contested election issues. The U.S. Supreme Court has given the Trump administration permission to end the once-a-decade U.S. census 2 weeks early, rather than continuing to through the end of October. The Trump administration had argued that the headcount needed to end immediately so that the Census Bureau had enough time to tabulate the numbers before a congressionally mandated year-end deadline. The totals will determine how many congressional seats each state gets. Critics of the decision, which includes a coalition of local governments and civil rights groups, and argued that minorities and others in hard-to-count communities would be missed if the count ended early. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United Nations is warning that climate change is threatening the lives of millions of people throughout the world and that demand for humanitarian aid could rise 50% by 2030. The UN's World Meteorological Organization reported Tuesday that more weather-related disasters such as heat waves, storms, and droughts are occurring each year. The head of that agency said climate change poses threats to human life, to ecosystems, to economies, and to societies for centuries to come. The 2020 State of Climate Services report said 11,000 disasters attributed to weather have taken place over the past 50 years, causing 2 million deaths and $3.6 trillion worth of economic damage. The report also said 108 million people worldwide needed humanitarian help in 2018 because of natural disasters. The death toll continues to rise in clashes between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces over the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region, despite a ceasefire and warnings of a humanitarian crisis. Ethnic Armenian officials in the disputed region reported 17 military deaths on Monday. Since fighting started on September 27, some 540 members of the Armenian military have died in the fighting. The Azerbaijani military has not provided corresponding figures. The two countries accuse each other of violating a ceasefire brokered by Russia on Saturday. Spokesman for Azerbaijan's defense ministry on Tuesday accused Armenia's military of grossly violating the humanitarian truce by shelling Azeri territories. A spokeswoman for Armenia's defense ministry said Azeri forces resumed operations after an overnight lull and were, quote, supported by active artillery fire in the southern, northern, northeastern, and eastern directions. The International Committee of the Red Cross issued an emergency appeal Tuesday for an additional $10 million to fund its humanitarian efforts in the region. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told European Union members that a Brexit trade deal with Britain is in the interest of all, but they must be prepared in case an agreement is not reached. Merkel on Tuesday addressed a meeting of the EU Committee of Regions via video link. She said the EU will try to reach an agreement with Britain, but little time remains before the end-of-the-year deadline that Britain has set for a trade agreement. Germany's chief EU negotiator, Michael Roth, said Tuesday the talks were, quote, at a very critical stage. He said the no-deal scenario is the worst outcome for both sides. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.